Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about a permanent fix, and we're coming from the book of John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 24, and also verses 34. So grab your journals. This is the chapter where Jesus is talking to the Samaritan woman, and we all know the conversation he had with her at the well. But this morning when God led me to this chapter, there was something that stood out to me differently. So just a quick summary of the conversation. Jesus was tired and he sat down at the well, and then a Samaritan woman walked up and he said to the Samaritan woman, "Will you give me a drink?" And the Samaritan woman said, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink? Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Then in verse 10, Jesus said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that's asking you for a drink, you would have asked me and he would have given you living water." Verse 11, the woman said, "You have nothing to draw with and the well is deep." And in verse 13, Jesus answered and said, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." So after Jesus said that in verse 13 and 14, verse 15 says that the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." But then when you get to verse 16, Jesus get a little messy. So in verse 16, it says, he told her, Jesus told the Samaritan woman, "Go call your husband and come back." Verse 17, she said, "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." We all know Jesus read her to pieces, okay? He cleared the room. But something stood out to me, and it's in verse 16 when he said, "Go call your husband and come back." So in verse 14, he told her, "The water that I give will lead to you never thirsting again." In verse 15, she said, "Okay, so give me the water so that I never have to thirst again and I won't have to come to this well." And then verse 16, he said, "Go call your husband and come back." What a man got to do with this? Like, we talking about me being quenched of my thirst and you talking about go call a husband. And then you telling me to go call a husband that you know is not my husband. So why did you tell me to go call him in the first place? And what God showed me while reading this is that Jesus was saying to her, go call on the thing that you've been looking for to fill your void. See, I'm telling you that I can give you water that's going to quench your thirst and you will never thirst again. And with me saying that, you're saying, okay, yes, I do want to try your water, but I'm saying to you, go try the thing that you've been trying. Because I want you to know that I know you've been thirsty and I know you've been having a void and I know you've been looking for other solutions. So instead of just giving you the solution, I want to tell you to call on the thing that you used to call on, not because I think that it can fix your thirst, but because I want you to understand that that was never the answer. I want you to understand that that was never the solution. I want you to understand that all those men that you were running through, they could never give you what I'm about to give you. I want you to understand that the void that you've been trying to fill with things of this world and materialistic things and physical things, I want you to understand that those things hold no substance. I want you to understand that those things would have never filled the void that you have. I want you to understand that those things are not the answer to your problems. I want you to understand this because I want it to be where you never go back to those things again. So if I just give you the answer, if I just give you the water, if I just quench your thirst and I never address what you used to go to before, there may be a season where you don't feel like seeking after me and you try to pick back up your old ways. So before I give you the solution, before I quench your thirst, I'm going to say to you, go call your husband and come back, because then I want you to say, well, that doesn't really work and that really wasn't the answer, and actually that man that I'm with, he's actually not my husband. And Jesus said, you're right, he's not. And actually you've had five husbands because you keep trying to quench your thirst and you keep trying to fill this void and you keep trying to find different solutions and you keep applying for different jobs and you keep trying to hang out with different friends and you keep jumping from relationship to relationship and you keep moving from city to city and you keep switching out different solutions trying to fill the void. And God said, go call call that thing that you keep running to. Go call that thing that you think is going to solve it. Go call that thing that you think is going to keep quenching your thirst. Because I want you to understand that when I give you this solution, I never want you to go back to doing that again. So Jesus didn't just give her the water. He told her, this water will quench your thirst permanently. And she said, yes, sign me up. And he said, but first go call your husband and come back. First, go check on that thing that you've been putting before me. Go check on that thing that you thought had all the answers. Go call that thing that you thought could come through and save you. Go call that thing that you thought was anointing you. Go call that thing that you thought had favor over you. Go call that thing that you thought would cure all of your problems. Yeah, go call that thing. I want you to go call the thing that temporarily filled your void. I want you to go call the thing that temporarily fixed your problem. Because when I fix it, it's a permanent fix. When I give you this water, you're never going to thirst again. When I solve the problem, it's never going to be broke again. When I step in the job, you're never going to have the issue again. When I provide the husband or wife, you're never going to have to worry about being lonely and single again. When I fix the relationship, you're never going to have to worry about it being broken again. When God steps in, it's a permanent fix. So he said, I want to address the things that you was calling on and address the things that you were doing, trying to fix it yourself without realizing that it was just temporary. Before I permanently fix it, I want to address the temporary mess that you was getting yourself in. So he said, go call your husband and come back to me. And she said, I have no husband. And he said, what you said is quite true. Because you have no husband now, but you have had 5 husbands. And as we can see, none of those have worked because you're still thirsty. And I don't know who this word is for, but today God is saying, stop playing with temporary fixes. Stop messing with different solutions instead of just coming to the one who allowed the problem in the first place. He said that water that you're seeking after, it may fill you up right now, but that's just temporary. It may seem like a good idea right now, but that's just temporary. It may seem like this is the job to take right now, but that's just temporary. Because if you get a job with good pay, but it's robbing you of your peace of mind, then that's not worth the cost. That's too expensive for you. So God says, stop clinging on to things that are temporary and come to me so that I can give you the permanent fix to whatever problems you are facing. Jesus made it clear to her. He said, that man you got now, that's not your husband, but you have had 5 husbands. And here you are at the well with me asking for water. They can't quench your thirst. Whatever it is that you're trying to do on your own, it may seem like it's going to work, but God is saying today, that's just a temporary fix. I want you to come to me so I can permanently fix whatever it is that is breaking you, whatever it is that is robbing you of your faith, whatever it is that is causing you anxiety, whatever it is that is making you slip into depression, that's making you waver in your worship. God says, that thing, I have a permanent fix for it. All the different routes that you're taking, all the different husbands that you're picking up, all the different solutions you're trying to come up with. God says, it may seem like it's going to work, but it's just temporary. Come to me, because in my presence is a permanent fix. Today's seed is the fill me up seed, because God says you're picking up all of these solutions and you're picking up all of these things of this world because you're trying to fill a void. You're trying to solve a problem. You're trying to search for a fix. But these things, they run right through you. They're temporary. It's here today and gone tomorrow. So I need you to be filled up with me. I need you to be filled up off of my water, my eternal water, my water that will make sure you never get thirsty again. Allow me to fill you up, because you're going through life and trying to fill up yourself. You're going through life and allowing people to run through you and allowing people to have access to your gifts and allowing jobs to take your purpose and mishandle it whenever they want to, and you putting yourself in rooms that doesn't even appreciate you. God says these are temporary fixes and you don't even realize they're draining you. You don't even realize that they're the reason why you're constantly thirsty, is because you're dealing with temporary situations and temporary people and temporary fixes. But if you get in my presence, I will provide you with a permanent fix that will also fill you up. So today's seed is the fill me up seed. And you can sow that to $@ChristianBay or PayPal, ZelleTheChristianBay@gmail.com. This is a permanent fix. You must be filled with the word of God, filled with the will of God, filled with the purpose of God, filled with the plan of God, filled with God's step that he has ordered for you when you were in your mother's womb. Don't be like the Samaritan woman jumping from man to man, and you jumping from job to job, and you going from friend group to friend group and church to church. And God is saying, just come over here and meet with me and I can give you the solution that you've been seeking. When you continue to read John chapter 4, and when you get down to verses 31, it's talking about how Jesus' disciples had urged him to eat something. And he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. You don't know nothing about this food that I gotta eat. You talking about physical stuff. You almost like the Samaritan woman because you're talking about things of this world. You talking about physical solutions, but I have food that you know nothing about. Then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? And Jesus said in verse 34, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. See, that is what fills me up. My purpose is what fills me up. Living according to God's will is what fills me up. Walking in the steps that he ordered for me is what fills me up. That's my food. I am full from purpose and fulfilling God's will because I now know that everything else is just a temporary fix and will eventually leave me empty. That is what's leaving you empty. Walking outside of the will of God, that is what's leaving you empty. Getting in relationships that God didn't call you to, that is what's leaving you empty. Hanging out with people that you are no longer supposed to be connected to, their season is over with. That is what's leaving you empty. Placing yourself in environments and in rooms with people that's not even on the same level as you, that is what's leaving you empty. So you have to get hungry for the will of God. Get hungry for the purpose of God. Get hungry for the steps that God has ordered for you and stop picking up all these different husbands. Stop picking up all these different hobbies. Stop picking up all these different tasks. Stop picking up all these different new age answers and solutions. And God says, get in my presence because my purpose for you will fill you up. And the problem that you have, my permanent solution will fix it and you will never thirst again. Fill me up, God. Because that's the only answer that I'm seeking after. Because everything else will drain me and it'll be here today and gone tomorrow. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. Thank you for using me as your vessel. Father God, right now I pray over each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God, that you detach and remove any distractions out of their lives, Father God. Remove anything that is outside of your will. Remove anything that's disguising itself as purpose, but really just a distraction sent from the enemy, Father God. Allow any scales to be removed off of their eyes, Father God. Allow us to see our purpose clearly. Allow each and every person under the sound of my voice to tap in with you on a deeper level in this year, Father God, to be led by you, to be guided by you, to be protected by you, shielded and protected by you, Father God. Allow them to seek after you when they feel low. Seek after you in their dark moments. Seek after you when they don't understand what's happening. Seek after you when they need clarity and reassurance, Father God. Allow them to get validation from your presence and your presence only, Father God. Allow them to be filled up with you, Father God, because your filling is a permanent filling. Your filling is a permanent filling. Fixed. Your filling is faith-filled. Your filling comes with favor, Father God. So I rebuke anything else that tries to attach itself to them, Father God. And I claim and I command that they are walking with you, that they are walking according to the steps that you ordered for them when they were in their mother's womb, and that they show up every day as who you have called them to be and nothing less, Father God. Allow them to be restored in your presence. Allow them to be filled with your presence. Allow them to be sure of who you have called them to be, Father God. Allow their confidence to come from you and no one else, Father God, and allow anyone or anything that means them harm to be removed in the name of Jesus, Father God. Fill them up, Father God. We pray over this word. We pray over the seed in this word, Father God. We pray over the steps that you have ordered for them, Father God. And most importantly, we pray that their faith does not waver, Father God. We love you and will forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you on the next episode of the Christian Bay Podcast. Bye.